When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to the show, my friends. I hope you've had a beautifully nourishing weekend. Happy Monday. It's time for our intention of the week. And I have arrived at our collective intention, at our topic of the week, just from being in a place over the past couple of days where I feel like I'm about to get a cold, but I haven't arrived there yet. I just have that kind of pre-cold feeling, you know, when you're just a little bit achy or a little bit tired. Maybe you're wondering, is that a scratch in the back of my throat? You know, that little time. And what I realize that I automatically do when I arrive in that little pre-illness kind of space is I take extra good care of myself. And I become just automatically more aware around how I'm feeling and what I'm needing. Of course, from that point of view of really not wanting to get sick. And it occurred to me just this morning that if I was this present with myself, not just when things aren't feeling great, you know, kind of like when you're tending to an injury, all of a sudden you pay so much attention to your alignment or how you're moving your body. And of course, it's exhausting to keep that kind of presence on ourselves all the time in everything we do. But I have a feeling that we could all do with a little bit more attention directed toward our bodies right now. We are in the Northern Hemisphere, at least. We are getting deeper and deeper into the cold season. There are illnesses and sicknesses. My daughter is bringing home tons of little bugs from school. And I just think this is a really good week for us to just have a whole entire week dedicated to paying extra close attention to our own well-being. To not obsess over wellness, you know, not go crazy, but just get a little bit more grounded, a little bit more present around our well-being, especially our physical well-being right now. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Is there something that you know you could be giving yourself in your everyday life, but for some reason you're just not quite getting there? You know, is there a little shift, a little tweak you want to make for yourself? Is there something maybe that your body is asking of you right now? You can take a moment in this here now just to hold that question for a moment. Is there something special or something particular that your body has been asking of you lately? When I ask myself that question? Absolutely. Immediately, the answer is really clear. My body has been asking for more rest from me lately, from better sleep, more rest, slower days. And I have days when I can offer myself that and days when that just doesn't work. But I definitely could use a week of just moving at a bit of a slower pace. So what is that thing that your body has been asking of you? Something that you need? Maybe it's tons of movement, you know, getting really activated, making sure we don't feel sluggish or that we don't get stuck, that we keep moving that energy inside of our bodies. Perhaps your body's asking for different kinds of nutrition or a different kind of nourishment this week. Maybe shifting from that, you know, kind of end of summer kind of foods that you've been eating to something that aligns a little bit more with fall and with getting closer to winter. I can feel my body asking for tons of soups right now and stews, and I just want really warm, nourishing meals these days. And I haven't prioritized, I haven't spent enough time actually really prioritizing those nourishing meals, and I really want to. So it's a simple intention that we're keeping this week, and we're doing it because we want to feel good. We're doing it to take extra good care of ourselves so that we don't get too many of those fall and winter season colds, right? And we're doing it because we deserve to feel really good all the time, no matter what season we're in. So this week, I will pay extra close attention to my well-being so I can meet my own needs. This week, I will pay extra close attention to my well-being so I can meet my own needs. Start by defining what your body has been asking of you and see if you can make space to really offer yourself that simple gift every day this week. I'll be back for a deeper contemplation on how to really pay attention to ourselves and meet our needs tomorrow.